Welcome in again for another match with Trad. Oh, it's going to be a good one, I can tell. There are going to be no technical difficulties. There are going to be no problems. It's all going to go well. But excuse me, I have a slight cold. That's the only thing that went wrong, though. It is, really. Because the next one, the next track, in fact, the first track I'm officially playing tonight, is one that, well, people think that I wouldn't like it. The first person who heard it on my laptop there yesterday said, God, it's not really your kind of music, is it? I disagree. I like this. It's one that sticks in your head and it goes round and round and round and round and you can't get rid of it. And I kind of like that. It's kind of cool. And I've more to tell you about her. What's her name? Eslin something, 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 something. I'll figure out her name again in a minute. I read it a second ago, but the second name is kind of weird. Eslin is a bit weird too. She's Canadian, and you're not going to believe how old this girl is. You're really not going to believe it. That's what I wanted to play.
Come on, everybody, all across the land. Come on, everybody, it is time to dance to the music I am playing, the message I'm conveying, because everything is flowing from my heart. If you'd like to listen, I have a song for you. Let's kick up a commotion from my side of the ocean, for I have got an ocean to dance to the fiddle and the rhythm of the reels. Dance to the life and the love that you feel. Dance to the song of the one that you love so true. Our life is in the dance you do. Dance to the fiddle and the rhythm of the reels. Dance to the life and the love that you feel. Dance to the song of the one that you love so true.
You see, isn't that just cool? Now, look, I know, it's not the most perfect thing you've ever heard in the world, okay? And for the musically kind of sound people among you, you'll go, I know, and I noticed this, and I noticed that, and then who cares? It's a cool track. Oh, God. It really is. She was only 12 when she recorded that, would you believe? She was only 12 years of age. It's incredible. Anyway. I'm going to play that another time throughout the program. Oh, there's somebody texting me. Hey, how's it going, whoever that's texting me? I'll hope it's somebody agreeing with my choice of music tonight. I will definitely have to get around to playing that once more again tonight. Or even a little bit of it or something. I don't know. Just something to... It's nice. That's all I'm going to say. Ah, there's somebody signing in. And that's the person I want to speak to now, actually. So... After this track, because she's asked me to play this this track now, and after this one I will speak to her and she can introduce the music and tell us who this person is and why she likes it so much. And we'll have that right after this song.
bone. There's a fair young maid a-dwelling. I picked her out for to be me bride, and her name was Barbary Allen, Allen. Her name was Barbary Allen. Oh, mother dear, come make my bed, go make it soft and narrow, for I shall die for the love of her, and she will die for sorrow, sorrow, and she will die for sorrow. Oh, mother dear, look beside my bed, you'll see her bonnet is standing. It's full of tears I have shed this night for the loss of Barbary Allen, Allen, the loss of Barbary Allen. Oh, mother dear, look above my head, you'll see a gold watch hanging. There's my gold watch and me guinea gold ring. Take them to Barbary Allen, Allen, take them to Barbary Allen.
Yes, I forgot that this particular software ends songs really, really quickly. Right, let's bring our first person on air. Kerry, how are you?
Today? Hello? Hello?
Yes, you're on air and everybody can hear you.
Oh, hello everyone.
Absolutely, it's great.
I'm very good. I'm very good today.
I'm delighted to hear it. You know what I'm even more delighted to hear?
What?
That it worked.
Yay, for the working of stuff.
Of stuff, exactly. Absolutely relieved.
Stuff's a great word to use when you just don't know what other word to say. Yay for stuff.
Yes. So tell us about this person who's singing in our ears.
Right. Well, her name is Nancy Kerr, and I had actually heard her lots of times on, I'm not sure if everyone is familiar with, but they should be, with the Mike Harding Show, which is a folk and acoustic show which airs on BBC Radio 2. And I'd heard her a few times on that, and I was like, oh, she's quite nice. And then she was coming to, I think it was The Village, we went to see her in, myself and another friend who's very much into trad music and stuff like this. And she was playing with James Fagan, who is her husband, and also guests on the night were Andy Irvine, who is everyone will know from Planxty, and he also has a very good, very big solo career also, I think.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah, and then there was two Australian ladies by, they were Kate Burke and Ruth Hazelton, and they both play guitars and other twinkly things, and they sing in harmony to a very beautiful harmony, and they all played kind of together. They played little kind of individual things and then all together also. And then when the gig was over, they kind of hung around to kind of talk to people and stuff like that, and their albums were available at the gig. And they don't have an actual distributor for the albums over here, so of course, me being me, yes, I'll have everything. And
I got it too then, that's great.
And and the two songs, the first song that you just played and the next song, they're actually two of my favourite songs on that album, which is called Strand of Gold. And I think she's just, the way she plays the fiddle, like, she can do so many different things, like... Sorry, that's my Twitter going off in my ears.
Yeah, don't worry. I've had MS going off in my ears for the last while. The one thing I forget to turn off.
Yeah, well, like, the way, you, like, I'm not sure. Which was the first song that you actually played? Because I didn't hear.
It was the first track of her CD.
Yeah, okay. So, like, what it's she's
not,
doing
not,
there,
not
you can
not
actually...
Spring Friend or whatever it's called.
Sure. You can hear her actually, you can hear her... kind of playing the fiddle with the bow, but also like she's kind of plucking the strings with her fingers as well. So
Zoe Conway does that as well, actually.
So that's really, I mean, that's an amazing skill to be able to do that. Like, so, I mean, she's just an amazing fiddle player, and I love her voice as well. And it blends so well as well with James Fagan, that's her husband. I'm sure he plays something too, but I actually don't know what it is. But which is not very good. But I know what she plays.
I knew everything.
But I know what she plays, and that's important.
Fair enough, that's true. That's very
true. That's true, you know? So, yeah.
So, what about Andy Irvine? Have you heard any favourites from him? And I'll try and dig a few out.
You know what? I think the name of the group he was with at the time was Mosaic, and the name of the song from him that I like is... Oh, Donahue's? Does that sound right to you?
That'd be like it and about 3,000 other tunes and songs. So I'm sure I can find some O'Donoghue's. Actually, were you listening last week when I found a song called Ride On that I thought was kind of a cover of Christine Moore's Ride On, and it was completely different?
No, I didn't get to hear it last week, unfortunately.
Oh, did you not? That's shame on you.
It is, isn't it? It's dreadful. Like, I should be punished somehow. Not good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I know. It's not good though. Not good at all.
you're with us this week, that's all that matters.
That's what's all that matters. And not only am I with you, like, listening, I'm actually in the show.
Anybody else who wants to contribute as well, come on and Skype me and we'll talk.
And send stuff and make him play it. It's great crack. And while I'm here, I'd also like to, while we're talking about playing things and sending things and
I'll go on, give yourself a good old plug there.
I will. Everyone should listen into the Global Voice tomorrow. The website address is www.globalvoice.info. And we'll be, myself and Stuart Lawler, who I'm sure everyone is familiar with, we'll be at the mic from 2 to 6 tomorrow. And I'm going to do half, and Stuart's going to do half, but we'll both be there for all of the show. And if you listen into that, you'll get to hear so many different styles and genres and everything of music, and lots of chat. I'm going to play some Missy Higgins, I'm going to play some Eva Cassidy, I'm going to play some Fionn Regan, he's Irish, we should always support Irish people. I'm going to play some Declan O'Rourke. I have so many people lined up to play.
Cool. Any idea what he's going to play?
No idea. No idea whatsoever. So it'll be interesting.
I think you should play, you know, Red Hot Chili Peppers, a bit of, you know, Guns N' Roses, you know.
Jimmy Hendrix. I can't see it somehow, but we'll see what we can do.
Yeah, absolutely. A bit of Johnny Cash, actually, just to make it a bit strange, you know.
Oh, yeah, a bit of Johnny Cash, absolutely. If ever you need a minor chord, he's always there.
Yes. Speaking of minor chords, actually, are you playing much?
I'm not, and I should be.
You should, absolutely.
I should be. I started to do classical guitar, and I've sort of found I just don't have the patience to go all the way back to the beginning and be all disciplined and hold my wrist a certain way and put my foot a certain way, and it's all about angles and things. It's all so bloody complicated.
That's the thing about playing the pipes. You just play it any way the hell you want.
I've always actually meant to get a melody instrument, like a low whistle or something, because of John McCusker. I don't know if everyone knows John McCusker, but again,
we've played him here a few times.
Yeah, he's amazing. So, like, because of him, I was kind of inspired by him and all of his kind of all the whole Billy Connolly's musical tour in New Zealand, the whole album is just wow, completely
yeah,
wow.
Is, isn't it? Yeah, it's very good. Well, Kerry, thank you very much for speaking to us. And I'm going to play the next track on
thanks
this,
for having me.
My April friend. And thank you for the suggestion. And thanks for coming on air.
No problem.
Back to the microphone. Sorry, I was reaching like across the house to get a headset. And I got it. Ha! God. There was a lot of running around to it during that song. I'm quite tired now. Ha! Thank you to Stuart for his sound advice. As in his... Okay, well, yeah, it was sound advice. It was audio advice. That's the word I was looking for. Yes, he told me Kerry was a bit too high first and then he said it was a bit muffled. Oh, I did what I could, but, yeah. I'm still getting used to all this audio stuff. I'm just happy I've had no technical problems yet. You don't believe how, or you would not believe how absolutely ecstatic I am that I've had no technical problems yet. Hello to Caitlin. How are you? Hope you're doing well. You said you studied that first, track in English literature. Cool. How? Tell us more. Do you want to come on Skype and talk about it? I go on. Why not? So, you know. Give it a go. Anybody else want to come on Skype? The username is DigitalDara. DigitalDarraGh. Text me if you're in Ireland at 087-767-0464. Email me at d@digitaldara.com. Tweet me or Twitter me or do something at www.twitter.com/DigitalDara. Now, do you need any other contact information other than that, or aside from that? I don't think so. We've given up the smoke signals this week. There's a bit of a wind out, so we're not going to do those. Next, Next. We have a group called... Oh God, what are they called? Moving Hearts. That's the one. And this is an introduction that they played at the end of a gig, and I don't understand why. I think they mislabeled the track on the CD, or the meta tags are different on the track, or something like that. Anyway, welcome into Matford Trad. It is now... Well, what time is it, actually? It's just after 20 past 7. 20 past 2 in Eastern, 20 past 11 in Pacific. And I hope whatever you're doing, you're having a good time. And that is Mad for Trad. And, well, no, this is Mad for Trad. And that was Moving Hearts. And yeah, because I'm clapping like that for quite a while, actually. It's terrible. It kind of gets a bit repetitive after a while. But the next part, the reason why I'm keeping it there and not actually finishing it is because it's kind of it's entertaining, the next part. They all kind of go around patting each other on the back and stuff. It's quite funny. And I'm just waiting for them to get to that part so I can finish the track, which is kind of annoying. It's a very long track, too. Davies Balana's in there, Donald Lunny, and Keith Hannon? I can't think of his name, actually. But he's in there as well. I have a few tracks like that I'm going to share with you over the next while. They're kind of from that kind of era. Stockton's Wing. Ah, there it is. That's what I wanted to show you. Yeah, they sound like they enjoyed it. Right, getting straight back into it. Let's get more music on the going and stop me talking. Ron Slider. I know these two tracks aren't exactly what you'd call traditional, but they are traditional instruments. Bear with me. Did I just forget to check when that track was finishing? That's disgraceful of me. I do apologize. Right. But let's getting back onto it again. Okay, well, I was hoping for no mishaps during this show, but, well, I suppose I can't have everything, can I? Right, so, now we go to Toss the Feathers. And this is called Dusty Roads. I'm sorry if you can hear me messing around wires and all that kind of stuff, but I was attempting to untangle two headsets, because two headsets tangled just gets messy.
The sun, she's smiling, got a shield by eyes. And the crops are growing, swing like a tide. You left me in such a mess. Take me from this emptiness. Let the sun shine and chase the clouds away. Let the sun shine. Sunshine, and chase the clouds away. Let the sun shine. 'Cause it's the start of a brand new day. Brand new day. The heavens open and the stars collide. You left me for another man, but I don't care 'cause it's the way I am. Let the sun shine, chase the clouds away. Let the sun shine. The sun shine, these are clouds away. Let the sun shine, let it shine, let it shine. 'Cause the start of a brand new day.
Is Toss the Feathers. And you see, I promise you, I'm going to sneak this back in again. I like it, and I want it to be stuck in your head as much as it's stuck in my head.
Everybody all across the land.
And plus, a few of you missed it as well.
It is time to dance to the music I am playing, the message I'm conveying, 'cause everything is flowing from my heart. you'd like to listen, I have a song for you. Let's kick up a commotion from my side of the ocean, for I have got a notion to dance to the fiddle and the rhythm of the reels, dance to the life and the love that you feel, dance to the song of the one that you love so true. Fiddle and the rhythm of the reels, dance to the life and the love that you feel, dance to the song of the one that you love so true.
I have to say this is especially for Caitlin as well, because she's feeling very ill. Now look, I'm sorry. I know you heard it twice now, but I am sorry. It's a good song though. I like it. And as I was saying at the start of the show, and it continues to amaze me, that girl was only 12 when she recorded that. 12. Imagine. Wow. That's all I can say really, is just wow. And as I said during the song, I'm sorry for cutting across it. That's very bad of me, and I know people hate that. But I was just playing with the mixer. Anyway, as I was saying during the song, that is especially for Caitlin, because she contributes to the show every week by sending me in requests and giving me feedback and all that kind of stuff. So, yeah, get better soon. Two tracks here, just giving my Love of the Barrel.
Rushes of the pond, proud and gentle was the love of the last two island swans. Their love was like a circle, no beginning and no end, with his lady by his side, his treasure and his best friend. And the pond was oh so peaceful in the rising of the sun, young and free as the island breeze, their lives had just begun. Till a dread day in November, the searing cold that starts, stalked the hunter with his bow and put an arrow through her heart. Husband, come to my side, let your feathers warm my pain, for I feel I will not spend another day with you again. And the cold winds blow, he was brave but he's laid low. By her body in the Isle of Mist, I saw her give her one last cold kiss, one last cold kiss. Of swans that people talk about, there's only one in this day's tide. They brought him 20 ladies, he would take no other bride. And they say he will not move from the place where she did fall. Oh, once so proud, he's beaten now, and he will not arise at all. And the cold winds blow, he was brave but he's laid low. By her body in the Isle of Mist, I saw her give her one last cold kiss, one last cold kiss, one last cold kiss, one last cold kiss.
Hello. play then. That's off a CD called Pure Baron. And the two tracks there aren't put together, but I like them together. Oh, look, I have to just say this, okay? And I'm touching wood as well, right? I have to say it. I've had no technical problems this week. Oh, it's just fantastic. I really am delighted. Not only have I had no technical problems, right? I just gelled those two tracks on the fly together, and it put in some stereo effects too to make it all good and stuff, because we're now in stereo. For the last 5 weeks, we've not been in stereo because I've had a dodgy lead. That's all it was. I thought it was something more technical, and I was pulling my hair out for ages this week, and all it turned out to be was a dodgy lead. Yeah, isn't that ridiculous? Absolutely terrible. But anyway, I'm just relieved. I really am relieved that it just went so well. It is now, let me just check what time it is. It's 10 to 8 GMT, as in Dublin, London, and all the good parts of the world. In the bad parts of the world, like Eastern, it's 2 p.m., or sorry, 10 to 3. And in other, I don't know, are they bad? Are they bad parts of the world? I don't know. Maybe somebody will tell me. In that Pacific place, the time zone place that's Pacific, yeah, we don't need to worry about them, do we? It's 10 to 12 over there too. So, let's go for a slightly different approach this time. This is the Celtic Tenors. Some people are going to hate them. Some people are going to kind of like them. Let's see. My mind's not made up yet.
Oh,
Okay, I heard the best comment ever during that track. Somebody messaged me privately. I won't say who. I really won't. And she said, "Hey, I have an idea. Why don't I just stick my head in between a vice? Because that won't be as painful as that singing." Oh, look. I really do like that. That's the best comment I've ever heard about the Celtic tenors ever. But some people like them, so I have to play it. And to those people who like it, I'm really sorry for just insulting your entire taste of music. Let me make it up to you. Traditional music at a photo shoot in London. I like it. I like it. Keep it going. Oh, God. It's been an interesting night, I must say. Loads of comments, though. I'm really happy with the comments. Keep them coming. And for the next one, we'll keep them going. Actually, it's a bit slow. But we'll keep going anyway. Thank you. very relaxing and quiet and stuff, wasn't it? Oh, God, too many things in the background, but it's all good, it's all good. Yeah, more comments coming in. It's great to see. And, yeah, more listeners the better. Keep them coming, absolutely. Now, I'm going to torture you with this one. No, I'm not, no, I'm not.
These are...
No, I'm not, no, I'm not. Have that one instead. Fast and up-paced and stuff. But I'm going to bring it back down to pace again. I know I'm terrible for doing that. Oh, I just better make sure I'm muted. I am muted. Good. Last thing you want to hear is other things coming through. That's the thing with sound cards and mixers and stuff. They're all very complicated pieces of machinery. Now, this one. This one is actually... I'm going to do a bit of my own plugging now at this stage. We had Kerry on. Oh, by the way, listen to her show tomorrow. what's her, ours is the Global Voice. And that's on tomorrow at, I think it's 3 p.m. Oh, anyway, have a listen to this. Now, I'd like to be a fly on the wall of that photo shoot that's happening over in London at the moment. Just saw a tweet there. This is the funniest photo shoot ever. What's the rest of it? I can't remember the rest of it. Hold on, I'll read it again. No, I won't actually, because it's my computer's being ridiculous. I'm using two computers to retweet and do all that kind of stuff. It's all good. It's all great. Now, you couldn't really dance to that one, so the next one will be faster. Don't worry. But I'm going to end up fairly shortly too. But don't worry, as always, I'll finish off with a good playlist and you can dance to your heart's content. In fact, dancing is encouraged on this program. Absolutely. As much as the more the better. Absolutely. God, words are going away from me. Although, no, it's not as bad as last week. It's really not as bad as last week. No technical problems, which is all good. Yes, sorry. Getting back to that last track. I played that for a reason. That was something I recorded about 2 months ago. I played the pipes myself. It was me who was playing that track. I got it off a good friend of mine. His name is Morris Lennon. He is a composer and he's a musician himself. He plays the fiddle. He used to play with Stockton's Wing when they were around. I think I've played them on this show a few times, and I will play them again next week. I just haven't had time this week. It's been a busy, busy program. And I've already gone kind of over my hour by quite a bit. But sure, it doesn't matter. Who's counting? But anyway, yeah. The first part of that, the slow part of that whole set, is called If Only You Were Mine. And it was composed by Morris when he was 19. Because he had his heart broken and kind of needed to quantify that kind of experience somehow, and that's how he did it. And then the second one, now this will sum up Morris Lennon very easily for you, and it will show you the kind of man he is. He was watching television one night, and this documentary came on about a girl who whose family moved to Australia from Ireland when she was very young. And a few years into moving, she was hit by a drunk driver and killed on the scene. Very, very sad story. But when the parents were clearing out her stuff, they came across a diary. And the diary was a combination or culmination of stories that she had written. And the stories that she had written were based around a world that she called Planet Creature. Planet Creature, even. And as a result of these stories, she wanted, or her parents wanted, to honor her memory by helping out other parents who had suffered bereavement with kids who had been killed at a very young age. So they set up this website as a support kind of structure for parents who are in that situation called planetcreature.com. And Morris watched that program and he was intrigued and I suppose a bit touched, because he was a very emotional man. He was a bit touched by that whole situation that they had been through and the whole story. And on the spot he just composed that tune. Now in saying that, it didn't take much for Morris to compose a tune. Or it doesn't even. He taught a friend of mine before, and you know he'd go over there every Tuesday, and every Tuesday there'd be a new tune, and Morris would just kind of say, "Oh yeah, Holland, this is one I wrote yesterday, and I think it'll suit your cell playing." He's that kind of man. He'll just pick up an instrument and start composing, because that's what's in his head at the time. Anyway, I'm going to have him on the show fairly shortly. Sandra, his partner, has been coerced and her arm has been twisted. And she said that she'll drag him over this direction at some stage. So that'll be a very, very good night. I think the whole night that night will be kind of in honour of Morris Lennon. Because there'll be some interesting playing there. Anyway, let's get back to something more lively and all that kind of thing. And that was Mad for Trad for yet another week. Thank you for listening. Come back again next week. Ah, go on. You will. You will, you will, you will, you will, you will. 7 PM GMT, 2 PM Eastern, 11 AM Pacific. My name is Dara O'Haley. The website address is www.digitaldara.com. Sure, check out the blog when I'm not transmitting. And this will be available as a downloadable podcast. So sure, you can listen to traditional music for as long as you want and as often as you want. And that'll probably be done tomorrow at some stage. Maybe. Oh, good God, I didn't want that.
Don't waste another summer. Fill with kites the endless sky. It don't have to soar or glide. Don't even have to fly. Take yourself into the water. Spend a day by the sea. You don't have to swim that well. Let the waves set you free.
Song in a whisper.
Okay, for those of you who are still listening, I swear that wasn't intentional. It really wasn't. But that's another group that I play with. They are called the Willing Fools. And just to give myself another plug, and I swear it wasn't intentional, but to give myself another plug, www.willingfools.org, willingfools.com. Go and have a look. Don't play too regularly in Ireland. We do a few weddings here and there and all that kind of stuff, but generally our stuff is done outside the country. But still, have a look. It's not bad. Anyway, you can continue on, and I'm going to leave you to do whatever you were doing. Sorry for the interruption.
Don't waste. 지우는 두세기엔 누에반 이엘야 감수스비른 홀라메리 비뇨옥시지락 샤이니 포스카나 기크누안 Vägrien så hung och skjelvåg Sredrat ger i chansen nedmalt Nu det ingen ojk och kjennal Hamon gulle i första hån Håsikt hjält med höjer i turling Slup om brunt och kunnen och fluring Hintje gudna hojtjak huri Belsurach tukach kuon Klisan jina kvelna horen Sjevis kjun mar gruch ben ogvies Svandji sjel gering goni Hama hulli varst huon Hjern lais jæsne rilten Hjålan rimes knivnen spiren Høyen og brån galirer Skar og gir tarn og son Hjalm i farske drilten og nokven Høyen med guller hun var sjøver Bevinja gøyren brånach Ham og gull i varst og hån Reining gjølve gjønn og halvøk Blodar i vintøvn og blåhu Sige gull i vissen og stri Gjennom og grak i varst og hån Bakrile gulgusganjur Nu ei lachgum i hinnir laivi Sjöpti ötta gubhas avalj Ilmi slanu arashtu huan
Alastervich, oho, cholegaste, oho, asto laivsken, oho, en apintach buk trume, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, heri, oho, trume, asto laivsken, oho, en apintach buk, oho, varak tjurne, oho, achnen bre, Let's do it. Chalvelahi, chalvaharu, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, heri, oho, trumir. Varak tjurno, oho, achnum brachlet, oho, sjövokogen, oho, oran loche, trumir. Chalvelahi, chalvaharu, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, chalvelahi, chalvaharu, Heri oho trumir Sjöv och kagan oho Oran loche oho Sketsbeck mi hen oho Vual mi plocker trumir Chalvelahi Chalvaharu Chalvelahi Chalvaharu Chalvelahari Chalvaharu Heri oho trumir Sketsbeck mi hen oho Vual mi plocket oho Hutsit gruai med oho njala kastel trumir chalvelahi chalvaharu chalvelahi chalvaharu chalvelahari chalvaharu heri oho trumir hutsit gruai med oho njala kastel oho skakel jemdu oho edevach of gloomy. Halbelahi, halmahadu, halbelahi, halmahadu, halbelahadi, halmahadu, edi, yohu, gloomy. Gakeliam du oho, idevach of oho, kuova minje oho, skiam och bachlum trume, halbelahi, halmahadu, halbelahi, halmahadu, halbelahadi, halmahadu, edi, yohu, trume. Hwalem yn je oho, sgiel mach bachlem oho, glas y chwfi oho, dal na las yr trewmyr. Chalbelahi, chalmahadw, chalbelahi, chalmahadw, 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 heri oho trewmyr. Glas y chwfi oho, dal na las yr oho, super ein oho, yn je achrach y trewmyr. Halbelahi, halbahadu, halbelahi, halbahadu, halbelahi, halbahadu, 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 halbahadu